Andrea, you've just won the Corinthian Cup here. It's your second time competing in the competition at Gatcombe. Talk me through the emotions. You must be over the moon.
Brilliant. Very emotional. Really good. Yeah, I can't believe it. So it's still sinking in.
Talk me through it. I mean, last year, obviously your first time in the competition, but this year you've obviously settled much better and fantastic performance out there as well.
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, my dressage went much better this year. Last year didn't go according to plan at all. Coming into the show jumping, he's been jumping really well, really trying. Quite a technical track out there today. Not overly big, but quite technical. You've got the atmosphere as well, so that's something we're not used to generally as amateurs. So yeah, he coped with it really well on cross country. We had one little mishap in the middle where sort of my cap came over my eyes. I think I need to go buy a new one. Yeah, it went really well.
Talk, what was the best part for you? You mentioned the crowds. Is competing amongst some of the world's best, has that been the best part for you?
Yeah, definitely. When you're walking the cross country course and you're walking at, you know, this next sort of Oliver Townsend and Zara and some of these people, it's great, you know, to think, oh, they're sort of one fence away from where you're competing. So, and everybody's so friendly. That is the amazing part about it. You know, whether it's a competitor, you know, the people that are shuttling you around, everybody is so incredibly helpful. You know, whatever you need, someone will put them in the right direction, which is great. So yeah, brilliant. It's just an amazing event.
What a fabulous venue you've got here at Gatcombe Park as well. It must be a real honour to compete here.
Oh, definitely, yeah. When, you know, you go for a walk around and you see sort of Zara and, you know, a lot of the top people around, but the atmosphere is just electric. It really is great. But the venue itself is just amazing. You just don't get scenery like this when you're out competing at many venues as an amateur. That's great.
And for those who aren't as familiar with your career and with your horse, just talk us through what you've done to date before Gatcombe.
Well, I've just been really generally competing at novice level with this horse. I only have this horse and another youngster. I work full time, so just trying to fit everything in is quite hard work. I've been sort of doing novice and open novice with him. I keep looking at intermediate and thinking, shall I, shan't I? So I think now I've got to go and have a move up to intermediate now, really. And I'm getting too old. I'll soon be hanging those stirrups up.
So that maybe answers my next question. What is next for you? Is that step up to intermediate? Is that your goal next after this, you know, fantastic achievement?
Yeah, I'm going to aim to do a one star at the end of the year, probably at Ask, North Yorkshire, and then do a bit of work on my dressage, show jumping over the winter, and then come out, I think, for an intermediate probably earlier next season. That's my sort of plan.